We're starting from Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the first big line. Okay, we'll go through probably the next lot, we'll go back. There's all I got to turn, there's a lot here, so first we'll do the daf, and then if there's time, we'll go back and see some of the halachas. But there's the next two blocks, there's no halachas anyway, so we have time to go back for them. Okay, Hamarich al Shulchano. And the Gemara says that one of the things that is marich in Yom HaVishnosav is a person who's marich al shulchano. Dilma osa an yov yohayble. Because while he's there eating, he gives more opportunity for aniyim to come to give them. The ksiv hamizbeach eitz shalosh amos gavoa. The ksiv haidabra elayza hashulchan hashulchan hashem. Starts with mizbeach, pasach v'mizbeach, v'siyim b'shulchan. And it ends with talking about the shulchan. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lezer, Domrei Tarvayu, so Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lezer explained it, Kozman Shebei Samikdash Kayim, Mizbeach Mechaper Al Yisrael, Yachshav Shulchan Ushalad Mechaper Alav. The one of his Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, Mizbeach was Mechaper. And now the Shulchan of a person is Mechaper, meaning that he's able to feed Aniyim, that's the Kapar. Rashi. Rashi. A person who spends a long time in the Beis HaKiseh, that's something good. It says, Marichin lo yomav ushnosam. V'atanya asara dvorim medinus ha'olim midei tachtonios. There are 10 things that bring a person to hemorrhoids. Ha'ochel olei kanim. Person who eats, what's it called, the leaves of reeds, bamboo shoots. V'olei gfanim. And what's it called? Leaves from grape leaves, the lulave gefanim, and the shoots from the vines. Umorige behema is different kinds of cuts of meat that are very coarse. The shedro shel dag and the spine of a fish. The dag maliach shenu mavushal called sarcho, and a salted fish that's not fully cooked. Hashos Shmora Yayin, person drinks the lees from the wine. The Hamakaneach Besid of the Harosis, person who wipes himself with lime or with pieces of limestone. The Hamakaneach Betzror Shekanach Bo Chavero, a person who wipes himself with a rock that somebody else used. The Yesh Omrim Hafatola Atzon Vesakise, Yosher Midai. Another thing, a person who, what's it called, is tola himself, we'll see one second what that means, in the Beis HaKiseh, more than is necessary. So it's mashma that if you spend too much time in the Beis HaKiseh, it's a harmful thing, it's not a good thing. Depends if you just spend a long time, so you make sure that your system is cleaned out, that's a positive thing. But marich v'toli, that's where you, force yourself, you put yourself on your knees, and what's it called, and force yourself to go to the bathroom, that's not a good thing. Rashi, ha-demarech v'toli, ha-tole, no, we need to go before that. Lulavik fanim vidlish belaz, that's the shoots of the vines. Morige behema, kol basa shebehema, she'eno cholak, eladoma lemorag chorutz, she'eno cholak, any part of the cuts of meat in an animal that are not smooth, those are things that are harmful. And Rashi brings down that, what's it called, like the palate and the tongue. So they ask, L'chora Avraham Avinu gave his guest tongues. Here's Masha, the tongue is not it's a harmful thing. It makes you have hemorrhoids. So they bring down not the tongue itself, but it's the casing of the tongue is a problem. But if you take the casing off the tongue, then the tongue itself is not a harmful thing. Hatola sheino yoshev ela al birkov shemitoch kach nikov of niftochin yosemidai. Tola means you don't sit down when you go to the bathroom. You're on your knees, and then you're what's it called? You're forcing your system too much. Hademarich v'toli, hademarich v'lo toli. Okay, right. Ki hada amrele ahi matronisa l'Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe Loi. matron said to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Panecha domim lemagadli chazerim ulemavi brivis. Your face, you look so happy, like a person who raises pigs and who, what's it called, loans money with, what's it called, with ribis. These two things are very profitable, and you don't have to put too much work into them. So the people who do them are very happy people. So your face looks like you're that kind of person. Omer la hemnusa, I swear to you, l'didi tarvayu asirin. They're both also to me. I can't be magadol chazerin. It was an issur to raise pigs in Eretz Yisrael. And I also, what's it called, they're not malava ribis. So why do I look so happy? Ela esrin v'arba besakise ika mishpuzoi l'be medrisha. I have 24 besakises on the way from my apartment to the Beis Medrash, right? The Chiazilna, as I walk from my house to the Beis Medrash, but Dikna Nafshoy Dekulu. I stop in each one to make sure that I don't have to go anymore. So I make sure that my system is well cleaned out, and that's a positive thing. The Megabde Chazer Malavi Beribis, Rashi, Shchoran Meruba, they make a lot of profit. The low Torah without too much work. Usmeichim bechelkam, and they're very happy people. Lakach pneim tzuvim, that's why they're always cheerful. Hemnusa lashon shvua, I swear to you. Kolomer beemuna shtein asurosli, I promise you that I'm not magadul chazerim or malava beribis. Okay. And all of these things are okay. V'omer av Yehuda shloshen dvar mekatsrim yonav shnosa shalodim. There are three things that we just had. Three things that extend your life, gives you even more life than you were supposed to get with your mazel. And these things are makatsar yonav v'shnosav, right? That even if you had what's it called a certain amount of life that was decreed for you, this could shorten your lifespan. Mishnosim lo sefer Torah likros veino kore. Person's given a sefer Torah to read and he doesn't read. He's called up for an aliyah and he refuses the aliyah. That's what's it called, Mekatzer Yomav Ushnosav. The reason is, the Torah is called Chaim, and it looks like you're not interested in the Chaim. So if you're not interested, then the Rabbanu Shalom takes Chaim away from you. Koshel Bracha, Levarech, Ve'eno Mevarech, right? The Koshel Bracha is what's it called, the Gemara's going to explain each one. Okay, so somebody gives you Koshel Bracha to bench, and you refuse to be the Mevarech. V'hamanig Atzmo B'Rabbanis. And a manig atzmo b'rabban is a person who exercises authority on other people. And the Marsha says that he does it shalom l'shem shamayim. Not, what's it called? Or, I saw others say, hamanig atzmo b'rabban is, yeah, he does it for his own purpose, his own sake, or whatever. Or, the Marsha says that he does it shalom b'rotz on the people who are he's ruling over. Right? They don't want him. He's forcing his authority over them, right? Not that they accepted his authority. Sefer Torah likros. Now the Gemara is going to say how we know each of these things. Sefer Torah likros veino korei d'chsiv ki hu chayecha va'orech yomecha, right? That the Torah is your life. So if you refuse a Torah, so then you're refusing life. Koshel bracha levarech eno mevarech d'chsiv avorecha mevarechecha. Right? Person is benches. He's the one who gives a bracha to the, what's it called, to the Balabayas. And those that give brachas to Yidden get blessed. You're not interested in giving a bracha to somebody else, you're not interested in getting the bracha yourself. So therefore, what's it called, your life is shortened. Why did Yosef die before his brother? It says, Vayomas Yosef b'chol echav. Yosef died before the other brothers. Because, hinig atzmo b'rabbanis. So the Marsha says that, what's it called, that it means that he did it kineged the ratzon, against the will of the people that he, what's it called, was ruling. So that applies to Yosef. Even though the Marsha says it by Yosef, it doesn't. It's not the case. Right? Yosef ruled with the okay of Paro. But it's some drasha that we learn why the Torah had to say that extra Vayomas Yosef v'chol echav to teach me this halacha, but not that it necessarily applied to Yosef himself. But it could be that Yosef also, that Mitzrim didn't want Yosef to be their ruler. Yosef demanded they have bris milah, and they went complaining to Paro. So Yosef Taka exercised his authority against the will of the Mitzrim themselves. It wasn't necessarily what the Mitzrim wanted. But according to that opinion, that Yosef, that Manig Atzmo means he does it for his own sake, not for the sake of the people he's ruling over. Yosef for sure didn't do it for his own sake. He did it for the sake of the people that he was ruling over. So there you have to say this idea. It's a drush. Doesn't mean that it applies to Yosef. But the Torah went out of its way to tell me this by Yosef, to tell me that in a situation, even though it's not exactly similar, that's where, a person's life is shortened. Could be by Yosef also. He did attack us for his own sake, not for the sake of the Mitzrim. Because a lot of the things that Yosef did was to prepare Mitzrayim later on for his brothers and for Klal Yisrael. Right? He moved them around, not for their sake. He moved them around, not for the sake of what was in Mitzrayim then. Moved them around, that later on his brothers shouldn't be considered Geirim, because everybody was Geirim. And there were other things also that Yosef did, right? He exempted the Kohanim from, from Misim, in order that Shevet Levi should be exempted later on. So it could be it fits there also, that Yosef Taka was Noig Barabonis, even though he did it L'Shem Shemayim, but not for the sake of the people he was leading, for his own purposes. His own purposes was also L'Shem Shemayim. But still, it fit into the cloud, and therefore we learn from here that if a person does something against he puts his authority against the will of the people, which applied to Yosef, or he did it for his own purposes, so it's Mekatsrim Yom Avushnosa. V'om Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Shlosh Atzrichim Rachamim. Let's see the Rashi's first. V'avorcha Mevorchecha, V'ha Mevorach, Durkas HaMozim Mevorach L'Balabayis. And if he doesn't want a bench, then he doesn't want to give somebody else a bracha, so he doesn't want the bracha for himself either. Yosef Meis Kodem Le'echav, D'chsiv Ayomas Yosef V'chol Echav. Okay. V'omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Shlosh Atzrichim Rachamim. Three things need special rachamim. Melech Tov, a good king. Shana Tov, a good year. V'chalom Tov, and a good dream. Melech Tov, D'chsiv, Palgei Mayim Leid Melech B'yad Hashem. That the heart of a king is in the hands of Hashem, so you have to daven for a good king. Shana Tov D'chsiv, Tomid Ein Hashem Elokecho Bo Mereshis Hashana Vad Achri Shana. Chalom Tov D'chsiv, Vatachmineini Vatichayeni. Vehachayeni. Rashi, Tzrichim Rachamim. Tzrichim Levakish Rachamim Shiavo. You have to daven good that they should come. The Vishahim B'yodosh, because they're in the hands of the Rabbanu Shalom. Ve'en Lohem Rishus Lavo Ela Brishuso. These are things that don't come unless the Rabbanu Shalom specifically wants them to come. That's how Rashi learns. The Marsha says a little bit differently. The Marsha says that these things need rachamim from the beginning of the year. You have to daven for these things from the beginning of the year, even though they're not immediately needed, because the bracha for these things comes on Rosh Hashanah. Melech, since Malchus is the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah, all the Inyan of Malchus for the year is already formulated on Rosh Hashanah, and there you have to daven good. If you want a good ruler during the year, you have to daven already from Rosh Hashanah. The same thing, what's it called, Shana Tova, has to be from the beginning of the year. Tomid, Mereshis Hashana V'Rachashana, from Tishrei till the end of the year, that's where what's it called, a good year is decreed already on Rosh Hashanah. And the same thing, Chalomos Tovos, it says that the dreams of Rosh Hashanah are very special dreams, because the Koach of dreams already starts on Rosh Hashanah. So a dream on Rosh Hashanah is a very special dream, and therefore, what's it called? You need, if you want to get good dreams during the year, you have to daven for it well on Rosh Hashanah. But from Rashi's mashma, that these things have a special hashkacha pratis in these three things, and therefore you need extra special tefillah. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Dvarim Machriz Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bi'atzmo. There are three things that the Rabbanu Shel Olam himself announces. The Eluhein. Ra v'sova, right? Where there's going to be a plentiful year or a famine, Parnes Tov, and what's it called? And a good leader. So the three things again are famine, plenty, and Parnes Tov. Ra v'dechseid, Kikara Hashem l'Rav. The Rabbanu Shem himself calls out to the Rav. This, the fact that this is right after the thing before, seems to support what Rashi says. That just like we had other things that have special hashkacha pratis, that can't come by themselves, they have to come dafka from the Rabbanu Shalom directly. So too, we have things that the Rabbanu Shalom machriz on them directly, that the Rabbanu Shalom himself announces them. Sova dechshiva karasi la dogan dir desi osam. Same thing with plenty. The Rabban Shem said, I will call to the dogan. Parnas tov dechshiv vayomer Hashem el Moshe lemor re'ei karasi b'shem Betzalel. Here the Rabban Shem announced that he chose Betzalel to be the leader of Klal Yisrael l'gabi building the Mishkan. Omer Rav Yitzchak, ein ma'amidim parnas al ha-tzibur elem keinim lochim b'tzibur. You don't appoint a leader over the tzibur unless you first ask the tzibur's permission. Shenemar, re'u korah Hashem b'shem Betzalel. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei Yisrael, re'u. Re'u means contemplate it, think about it, right? Give it some thought. The Rabbanu Shel Olam wants to know if you're interested in having Betzalel be your leader for building the Mishkan. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Moshe Hagun Alecha Betzalel, because it says before that, Re'ei Karasi B'Shem Betzalel. The Rabbanu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'ei. You see if you like him, right? Is he acceptable to you? Hagun Alecha Betzalel. Omer lo Rabbanu Shel Olam, Himil Fanecha Hagun Lefanei Lo Koshkein. If you think he's acceptable, I'm going to argue with you. Omer lo, afal pikein, but still, leich emor lohem, go and ask them the same question. Ask Bnei Yisrael the same question. Hagun aleichem, holach v'omer lem Yisrael, hagun aleichem Betzalel. Is Betzalel acceptable to you? Omer lo, in v'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'fneicha hu hagun. If the Rabbanu Shem thinks he's acceptable, and you think he's okay, l'faneinu lo koshkein, what are we going to argue? Of course he's acceptable to us. Okay, Rashi, Re'ei Korosi B'Shem, Re'ei Mashma Hayesh B'Libcha Teinei Necha B'Dover, consider it, right? Re'ei means look it over, look him over, consider it. Leich Emor Lo Lebetzal, Asei Mishkan, okay, let me get it. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonason, Betzal Hashem Chachmaso Nikra. Betzal was called Betzalel because of his Chachma. Bishosh Omer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Leich Emor Lo LeBetzal, Aseli Mishkan Aron VeKelim. When the Rabbanu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Betzal to make a Mishkan Aron VeKelim, that's how this Seder is in Kisisa, which is the actual Tzivui. Right? First it says the Mishkan, then the Aron, then the Kelim. Holach Moshe V'Hofach. Moshe changed it around. V'Omer Lo Asei Aron VeKelim U'Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu switched it around, and he put the Aron and the Kelim before the Mishkan. Omer lo Moshe Rabbeinu min hago shel olam adam bone bayis the acher kach machnis the tocho kalim. So Betzal said, can't be that. That's what the Rabbanu Shem wants. That he wants the Aron and Kalim built before the Mishkan. That's not the normal way of the world. The normal way of the world, first the person builds a house, then he puts in his furniture. He doesn't make the furniture first and then build the house. Right? Va'ata omer aseli Aron the Kalim Mishkan. Kalim shani osa lehecha machnis. Where am I going to put these Kalim? If I build the Kalim first, and then the Mishkan, we're going to put the Kalim until I build the Mishkan. Shema kach omer lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the Rabbanu Shem told you differently. I say Mishkan Aron the Kalim. Maybe the Rabbanu Shem told you to make a Mishkan Aron the Kalim. Omer lo shema b'tzil keil ha'yisa v'yadata. He said, maybe you were in the shadow of the Rabbanu Shem and you taka knew what he told me to begin with. Rashi. Leich emor lo lebetzal, I say Mishkan Aron the Kalim. Shekein heim sedurim v'parshas kisisa. That's the order in Parshas Kisisa. Re'ei Karasi B'Shem, that's Oel Moed. First it says Oel Moed, the Esha Aron, then the Aron, Le'edus, V'chol HaParsh, and after that, all the other Kalim. Moshe Omer Lo Asei Aron, the Kalim, Kigon Shulchan U'Menorah, the Acharkach Mishkan. Tisvar Le'ei Rabbi Yehuda, Kishiksei Rishem Sidurim, V'vayikuli Truma Omer Lo. And he holds that, what's it called, that the order that Moshe said actually to Betzal was what's in Truma. And what's in Kisisa is the way the Rabbanu Shem said it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. We have a pshat over here. First of all, what's a pshat? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. Right? Betzal had to correct him. Then maybe Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake in the rest of the Torah too. And nobody corrected him. Right? It's impossible to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu could make mistakes in Mesiras HaTorah. Right? It's not shy. So what does it mean? So one possibility is, the Rambam says, based on quite a few Gemaras, that a Rebbe is allowed to say things to his Talmidim that are not true, in order to see if they'll catch him, so they learn better. right? So he's allowed to tell the, say things to them that are poshut, mamish, not true at all. And what's it called? The intention is that the Talmud should catch and say, hey, that's not right. That way it sharpens the Talmud. So it could be Moshe Rabbeinu also did the same thing to Bezalel. Right? As a Rebbe, if Bezalel wouldn't have caught on, so he would have, what's it called, he would have told him in the end. But he wanted him to catch on, so he's Rebbe's allowed to teach his Talmud like that. That's part of the Derech HaLimud. Maybe that's that could be the Pasha Pshat. We always said another Pshat, that the Tzivui for the Mishkan was made before the Chet HaEgel. Whereas when the Tzal was told, it was after the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, there was the purpose for the Mishkan was not the Mishkan, because b'chol mokom asher asker shmi avoy lecha v'irachticha. Wherever the Rabbanu Shalom, wherever a person was, he could get the same hashpah as the Mishkan. So he didn't need the Mishkan to create a hashpah to be able to feel the Rabbanu Shalom's presence. What you needed the Mishkan for was the Kalim, the Iker. There was the place where these Kalim you could use after you were inspired with the Rabbanu Shalom's presence. You went to the Mishkan to use the Kalim, right? The various Kalim, Karbanos, whatever. The Kalim were the main thing of the Mishkan. Masha'en Kain, what's it called, after the Chet HaEgel? There, it wasn't anymore that everywhere you could get that Hashpah. You needed the Mishkan to first give you the Hashpah. So first you needed the Mishkan. You needed that atmosphere, that environment, and you could use the Kalim. So when the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu the Tzivui, it was before the what's it called, the Chet HaEgel. Now, but the Rabbanu Shalom knew there was going to be a Chet HaEgel. So what's it called? If he would have told him to build the Mishkan first, and then the Kalim, Moshe Rabbeinu would have known there's going to be a Chet HaEgel. Because he knew the way Klal Yisrael were now, that they were beyond Minhago Shel Olam. They weren't the way the world was. They were on a much higher level, right? So they didn't need the Mishkan as the first thing. They needed the Kalim. From the Kalim, they got even a higher level of Shechina. So first came the Kalim, then came the Mishkan. But if the Rabbanu Shem would have told that to Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Rabbanu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him in a way that he could understand first the Kalim, then the Mishkan. Because if he told him specifically, clearly, the other way, so what's it called, he would have known that something's going to change. Because you don't need a Mishkan first and then a Kalim, the way we are now. Must be that the situation's going to change, and if Moshe Rabbeinu knew there was going to be a Chet HaEgel, it would have destroyed the free choice of Klal Yisrael. Because what a Navi knows affects free choice, but the Rabbanu Shem knows doesn't affect free choice. So therefore, the Rabbanu Shem couldn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu as it was really going to be. He had to make it sound like first comes the Kalim and then comes the Mishkan. But the truth is that if you look at the Parsha, it's not so clear, right? It's veiled, but you can learn it both ways. So when Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, he told it the way that he understood it, the way the Rabbanu Shem wanted him to understand it then. The Rabbanu Shem Bedafka veiled it, right, and made it in a unclear way, in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should understand one way, but really the truth was that it was going to change because there was going to be a Chet HaEgel. When the Tzal was told, it was already after the Chet HaEgel, and he knew that the Klal Yisrael already were Minhago Shel Olam. They first needed a Mishkan, then they could only have the Aron Kalim. He said, maybe that's what the Rabbanu Shem meant to begin with, but he hid it from you because he was afraid that you would guess that there'd be a Chet HaEgel and that would affect their free choice. That's why he was called Bezalel. Usually, something that's clear is called Or. Sail is Suffolk, right? Selo Shel Suffolk. So you should have been called Or Kale. You were the light of God and do. Not you were the shadow of the Rabbanu Shem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. You understood that shadow. You understood that the Rabbanu Shem made it by me a shadow of a doubt, right? He made it appear to me in a way that wasn't clear, that I should think that it was first the Mishkan, first the Kalim and then the Mishkan, in order that I shouldn't know there's a Chet HaEgel, but now after everything is said and done, you're right. You caught on to that shade that the Rabbanu Shalom put me into in order to not make me know the Chet HaEgel, and Taka, that's what the Rabbanu Shalom meant to begin with. First the Mishkan, then the Aron Kalim, because the Rabbanu Shalom knew there was going to be a Chet HaEgel, and that was going to have to be the order. Okay. Omer of Yehuda Marav, Yodeya Hoya Bitzalel, Litzaret Osio Shinivru Bohem Shemayim Va'oretz. Bitzalel knew how to combine the letters from which the Shemayim Va'oretz were made. And that's how he built the Mishkan. Okay, the Mishkan was just like, what's it called, the creation of the world. It was a miniature of the world, the Mishkan, and therefore we find a lot of parallels between Briyas HaOlam and the Mishkan. The Kli Yoker points out that the Rebbe Hashem created the world with the Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim. The Mishkan was also built by Bezalel, who came from Yehuda, which is Midas HaRachamim, Yudkei Vavkei is Yehuda, and from Don, from what's it called, Aliyah, who came from Don, is Midas HaDin. Also, it says that when they built the Mishkan, another thing the Kli Yoker points out, there's a parallel, when they built the Mishkan, so the people donated, more than was enough. And what's it called? Moshe Rabbeinu had to stop them. Same thing, when the world was created, the world was expanding and expanding until the Rabbanim wanted to say, die. Similar idea. And there are many other parallels. What's it called? It says constantly, what's it called? Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. By the Binyan HaMishkan, which what's it called, parallels the Vayar Elokim Kitov, on and on. There are many, many other parallels. So therefore, building the Mishkan was like building Shemayim Va'aretz. So Bezalel had to know the different Shemos. Tzarif Osio Shenivru Behem Shemayim Va'aretz. Ksiv Hocha Vayimolei Oso Ruach Elokim B'chochma U'vesluna U'vedas. When the Rebbe Hashem created the world, which he created with the various letters of his name, right? Midvar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu, so it says the same exact lashon. Okay? Somebody brings a raya from here. There's a shaila whether you're allowed to, on Shabbos, create things with Sefer HaYetzirah. Right. The Chachamim were able to create things using Sefer HaYetzirah. The Gemara brings on they used to make animals that they would eat with Sefer HaYetzirah. Okay, so Sefer HaYetzirah is knowing how to combine the various osios, and with that to bring about things. You see that if Bezalel made the Mishkan by combining the osios of how the Rebbe Hashem created the world, he wasn't allowed to do that on Shabbos, so the Chori is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That we find other places where it's mashmah not like that. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah the day that he died. The day that he died was Shabbos. And he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah, and they say that he wrote it b'neis, mashbos kolmos, not with a regular malacha, but the pen worked by itself. Right? By doing Darius Shemus, he was able to have the pen write by itself. How that was a kosher Sefer Torah is also a shaila. But in any case, we see from there that doing things Derech Shemos or whatever is not called Malacha. Okay, in any case, but could be the Bezalel also. It doesn't say Bezalel made the Mishkan with the Shemos the way same way the Moshe made the world. He said he knew how to be Mitzareth, the Osios, that when he made the physical thing, he also had Kavana of the spiritual part of it. But there was a physical making of the Mishkan. It wasn't made with the osios, just like the Rebbe Hashem made the world. That's not what it means over here. Right? But Saul knew how to be the tzarif, the osios, to the physical making of the Mishkan. In fact, the Rabban says that everybody had a part in the Mishkan. Some people actually built it physically, and some people had stood by with the kavanas of what they were supposed to think while it was being made. And the Aron was made by everybody, because all Klal Yisrael, while they were making the Aron, stood there, right, and had kavanas. Each one was given a different kavana to have or whatever that went into the building of the Aron. But it doesn't mean that the Aron was made because somebody thought of the osios that made the Aron. The Aron was made physically. But in addition to that, you had to have all these kavanas too. So therefore, there's no raya from here that Bezalel made the Mishkan with the Shemos. He made the Mishkan physically. That wasn't allowed on Shabbos. In addition to that, he also had a kavanah for the Shemos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu no sein chachma ela lemi sheyesh bo chachma. The Rebbe Hashem doesn't give chachma except to somebody who already has chachma. Okay, chachma, the Rebbe Hashem's chachma is given to people who already make the attempt themselves to have chachma. Okay, shenemar, yohev chachma solech akibin. The Rebbe Shem gives chachma to wise people, right? If they're wise before he gives them the chachma. Could mean that in order to have siyata d'shmaya, to get chachma, so you have to make, just like everything, you have to make the first attempt, right? Tischuli Pesach, to get siyata d'shmaya, you make the hishtadlus, so you first get the chachma on your own, and then the Rebbe Shem gives you siyata d'shmaya to give you more chachma. That could be one possibility. Another possibility could be, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ezeu chacham, halomed mikol adam. He says the term chacham does not go on how much you know, because a person can always know more. So there's no sheer of how much a person knows that he's called a chacham. A chacham is a person who wants to be a chacham, a person who loves wisdom. That's a chacham, right? That's the person who's called a chacham, is lomed mikol adam. He wants wisdom. So that kind of, no matter how much he knows, is irrelevant. But he's the kind of person who wants chachma. So maybe that's what it means over here also. The Rav Avraham gives chachma only to someone who's fit to be called a chacham, that he wants it. If you don't want it, the Rav Avraham doesn't give it to you. So you don't have to actually be a chacham to begin with. You don't have to know something first. The Rav Avraham will fill you up with wisdom as long as you want it. If you have that shame, like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, a shame chacham. Same thing goes, that's the end of the pasuk by Daniel. Right? The Rav Avraham gives chachma lechachimim, and he gives deya to those liyodei bina. Shoma Rav Tachlifa bar Marava, v'omra kameid rebavo. Right? So Rav Tachlifa bar Marava said this word to Rebbe Avo. Omer le, asun mehasam asni, so you learn it from there. Anon mehacham asni, I learn from a different pasuk. In the heart of all those people who are already chacham leiv, I gave chachma. They had to be chachami leiv before them. Rashi. Osio shenivru bem shemayim v'aretz al yedei tseirufan uveSefer Yetzira tani lehu. And Sefer Yetzira mentions these combinations of letters that the world was created with. Okay. Omer Rav Chisda, kol chalom v'lo tavos. Okay, any dream that a person sees could be good, right? But not a dream where he sees himself fasting. Rashi, kol chalom v'lo tavos, kol chalom os yira adam. Person should see any dream, v'lo yira echad be'osan shu shori b'tainis, but not a dream where he sees himself fasting. She'ein o tov, it's not a good dream. See yourself fasting is not a good dream. Tavas lashon tainis, kemo ubas tovas. He slept and didn't eat that night. Ha'omer b'dar yavish. Okay. Va'omer Rav Chisda, chelma d'lo mafsher ke'agiras adlo mekarya. A chalom that's not, what's it called, interpreted, is like a letter that's not read. It's irrelevant. Right? The dreams go after their interpretation. So if you didn't interpret a dream, it doesn't have any effect. We'll see that the Marsha explains very well different. There's three different kinds of dreams. And the next Amid, we're going to speak a lot about dreams and how to make them better or whatever. So we'll see that this doesn't apply to all dreams. It applies to certain kinds of dreams. V'omer Rav Chisda, lo chelma tova mekayim kulei, v'lo chelma bisha mekayim kulei. A good dream doesn't all come true, nor does a bad dream completely come true. V'omer Rav Chisda, chelma bisha odit michelma tova. A bad dream is better than a good dream. The Omer of Chisda, Chelma Bisha Yatsivusei Mistaya, right? A bad dream, just the tsar you have from having the bad dream is a positive thing. Chelma Tova Chedvei Mistaya. And the, what's it called, the good dream, right? The fact that you had the good dream, That's enough to give you, that's enough of a schar. In other words, you're not going to get more schar. You'll get benefit from having schar from a bad dream. That's going to help you. But the good dream is going to take away schar because you're going to get, the good feeling you have from the dream is going to be in place of schar. Om Rav Yosef, chelma tova, afilu didi, b'dichusei mefachele. Right? Even a good dream, for me, what's it called? That I'm blind, Rav Yosef said, right, the good dream makes me feel good too. I can't see really, but in my mind's eye, I can see things, what's it called, in a dream, that even makes me feel good too. Even a blind person can't get hanor from seeing things, they can get hanor from a dream. A bad dream is worse than what's it called getting malchus. The purpose of a bad dream is to shock you, to give you a little what's it called shock. So that is a kapara. That refers to a bad dream. Hadavi asher ito chalom yisaper chalom, asher divorai ito yedaber divrei emes. Malateven es habor, the Um Hashem. So the Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk is, there's a difference between Stam, a Navi, and a person who Stam dreams. Navi knows what the Rabban Hashem told him is true. And a Stam dreamer doesn't get true things. So what are you comparing Tevin with Bar? Bar is the Tvua, is the grain, and Tevin is the straw, right? How can you compare straw to wheat? Right, you can't compare Stam dreams to Nevuah. That's the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. But then it should say, Malateven Neged Habar, or something like that. What's V'chima Inyan Bar V'Teven? What's Teven Es Habar? It's much that they're going together. Not just that they're being, what's it called, contrasted. Teven Es Habar is Im Habar. It should be Ma'ateven Neged Habar. Right? If you're doing two separate things, contrasting. So therefore, Malateven Esabar comes to tell me the following. Ma'inyin bar v'teven etzul chalom. Elo omer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rav Shim ben Yochai k'shem shi'ef shel bar below teven. Just like you can't have grain without the straw, kach yef shel chalom below dvarim b'teilim. It's impossible to have a dream, even whether it's good or bad, that it doesn't have some things in it that are dvarim b'teilim, that are not really true. Omer Rav Brachia, chalom afal pishim iktsosom iskayim kulo enum iskayim. Your dream, even though some of it will be Nishkayim, but some of it won't. Milala miYosef, by Yosef, deceiving Hashemesh v'Yareach, by Ishaita, imei lo havis. It says he saw the sun and the moon coming to bow down to him, and it means his father and mother. His mother wasn't alive anymore at that time. So obviously, what's it called, that was Dvarim B'Talim. Even though they bring down, it means Bilha, but it wasn't Mamish, the same thing that he saw. He saw Hashemesh v'Yareach, he saw his mother, and his mother wasn't around anymore. Rashi, the lo mafsher, shelo pasur. If you didn't, what's it called, interpret the dream, then the dream is irrelevant. Ki gartel mekari, lo tov lo ra, it's not good or bad. Shekol achalom osochan achra pitarim. Because all the dreams go after how you interpret them. Odit michel matova, she maybe you saw them and they tshuva. A bad dream is better than a good dream, because a bad dream makes you feel bad and brings you to do tshuva. The fact that you feel bad of seeing the dream takes away any bad effect the dream could have. But on the other hand, the opposite is by a good dream. The good feeling you have takes away any schar that you could have had because you had a good feeling. I feel like didi shani more in ayin that I'm blind. The good feeling I have, Rabbi Yosef said, from a dream takes away the effect that the good effect that dream could have. Menagdom mi malchus, better than getting malchus. Kosher legufa adam yoshim malchus to vishadoi minero. The worry you have from that dream is more effective than getting hit. Zechalom ram yiraso yoshu v'yikone. Right, that from the fact that you have fear from the dream, you'll be subdued and you'll do tshuva. Vayishait the cholam imei lohavis. When he had the dream, his mother wasn't alive anymore.